Good morning, I'm Dom Zaki for Hollywood Bets. Well, we're in for some exciting racing this weekend, starting at Turfentine on the inside track today. It is a standalone meeting at Turfentine today and big pools are expected. We do have a 9-race program and the first race does kick off at 12:20. Let's move on to some market movers on today's card. In race 1, number 6, Quest from Afar, from 2-1 into 13-10. In the same race, number 2, Marigold Hotel, from 12-10 into 11-10. In race 2, number 4, Iron Will, heavily supported from 16-10 into 13-10. And I do think Iron Will will take a power of beating. In race 4, number 8, Cartel Boss, from 8-10 into 7-10. In race 5, number 6, Global Player, from 3-1 into 2-1. In race 6, number 4, Porto Manzano, from 11-10 into 8-10. In race 8, number 9, Woman of Substance, from 7-2 all the way into 15-10, heavily supported Woman of Substance. In race 9, number 4, Say When, also heavily supported from 5-2 into 9-2. Very busy market out at the Big T today. And those market movers were offered by Hollywood Bets. Our best bet of the day does come up in race 1, number 2, Marigold Hotel. And if you go back to this filly's form, she's done absolutely nothing wrong. She's had 2 starts, 4 a win and a second. First time out, she won very well over the 1450 on the inside track as she runs today. And there has been 2 winners from that form line. Rain in Holland came out to win and Freedom of Choice came out to win. So that was a very positive win. Her second start, she dropped in distance to a 1200 and ran on strongly to get beat a length and a half behind Quasi's Lady. She ran a good second on that occasion, obviously way too short. She now steps back up to the mile, draw neatly at 4, and she is going to be a big player in this particular race. Immediate danger would be Quest from Afar. She hasn't tried the distance as yet, so it is a question mark for Quest of Afar. She has been heavily supported in both occasions, and she has let her followers down. She hasn't run bad races. She ran a good second and a third, but now she tries the mile. But for me, in this particular race, Marigold Hotel does hold all the aces. She has got good form behind her, and she steps back up to the mile, and we know she stays really well. For me, from a neat draw 4 with Lyle Hewitson from Sean Terry's yard, I do make Marigold Hotel my first best bet. Our second best bet of the day does come up in race 6, number 4, Porto Manzano. And if you go back to Porto Manzano's form, this individual is going from strength to strength. He's had 5 starts for 3 wins and 2 seconds. And in the 2 seconds that he did have, I don't think he was at his best yet. He ran on nicely, 4 runs back to finish a length behind Savannah Storm. 3 runs back, he ran a good second behind Stone Cold. And there has been 2 winners from that form line. Pietro Manzano came out to win and Ulalate came out to win from that form line. It was a strong form line and he ran a positive race. Then the penny dropped. He won nicely in his penultimate start, beating Rock U in a graduation plate. And there has been 1 winner out of that form line. Porto Manzano came out to win his next start extremely well. He won it with confidence on that occasion and he pulled away from the field, beating a nice field, beating Elliot by a length and a half. Elliot did come out to win his next start. Now Porto Manzano steps up to the 1800. And definitely going to enjoy the extra 200 meters. For me, he's an individual that's one of those individuals that is getting better with each and every run. And he is one of those good horses in the making. I think he's going to go through the divisions, this fella. And he's one to keep an eye on for the group races, the up-and-coming group races, I should say. With Gavin Arena from a good draw 4 from the Johan van Vuren yard, I do make Porto Manzano my second best bet of the day. Now, if we take the double Porto Manzano onto Marigold Hotel, it does work out to 28-10. I think that's a professional play today, those 2 horses. There are a few other good bets today, but I'm going to stick my neck out and take Marigold Hotel and Porto Manzano, the double. Exotic for the day is the pick 6 and the starting point is in race 4 at 14:08, the closing time 14:08. pick six numbers are. First leg, we bank it in the eight. And I do make the two first-timers in the first leg the danger. So if they do beat the eight, Cartel Boss, we're still in. The first-timer rule does apply. So we bank it in eight in the first leg by 1, 2, 3, 6, and 7 by Banker 4, Porto Manzano. And in the fourth leg, we're going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 12. In the fifth leg, we're going 1, 2, 3, 8, and 9. And in the last leg, we're going 1, 3, 4, and 5. 800 Rand, pick six, boom. And I think it is very catchable today. Well, as I said earlier, we're in for some top racing this weekend. But I do think today's card out at Turfentine is a very nice card. It's a lovely card out at Turfentine. Let's hope they all run to form. From me, Dom Zaki, for Hollywood Bets, have a super day's racing at the Big T.